Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. For today's devotional, I would just like to offer some personal reflections on the series as we come now to the last but one of these podcasts. Teaching the Sermon on the Mount, thinking about the Kingdom of Heaven, looking in more depth at the Beatitudes, and then recording all these podcasts has led me to a lot of personal reflection. And at least one of the key lessons I think God has taught me, and I'll share one more tomorrow, is how important it is to think through what the Beatitudes mean for my life personally. I love the Sermon on the Mount. It's tremendous. But too often I think we skip over the Beatitudes, and I've skipped over them, not so much that I've not thought them important, but I've looked on them as a block and then gone on to look at the other teachings of the Sermon on the Mount, rather than tease them apart and ask myself, in the picture of the whole of Scripture, what does it mean to be poor in spirit? What does it mean to mourn in the way that God mourns, or would hope that I would mourn? What does it really mean to be meek? To hunger and thirst for righteousness, and what does that truly mean? What about being merciful and pure in heart and living as a peacemaker and having the attitude of understanding of being that I am blessed when I'm persecuted, so being at peace about opposition? And I think this is the thing that struck me the most, is that these are things that I can live. I can't live them perfectly. I won't live them fully, but I can grow in them. And as I grow in them by the power of the Spirit, by the help of Jesus Christ, then my life will be more blessed. It will be more fulfilled. It will be more life to the full. It will be also more of a light to the world, city on the hill, salt of the earth. And so my particular personal takeaway from all of this is to live the Beatitudes. I've been praying through the Beatitudes every day for about 2 months now. And I can say they are changing me. Changing my behavior, yes, but changing me. I'm thinking differently now. I'm thinking about God differently and my life differently, and I'm noticing ways to express the Beatitudes day by day. I wonder, for you, what has been your main lesson from this series so far? I'd love to know. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.